The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Is the 2012 campaign out of control, off the rails, out of bounds, beyond the pale, too much for a civilized nation to handle? Well, I should hope so. More after this from Charlie. In his surprise news conference yesterday, the president admitted that the Super PAC ad on his behalf, linking a decision by Mitt Romney's company to the death of a woman who lost her health insurance, is false.
I don't think that Governor Romney is somehow responsible for the death of the woman that was portrayed in that ad.
But he didn't back away from his own ads, including those that badger Mitt Romney to release more tax returns.
We point out sharp differences between the candidates. But we don't go out of bounds.
Every 4 years, we fret about what candidates should be allowed to say. But the fact is, candidates can say anything. They can promise anything, and they can lie about anything, because that's our system. The Constitution protects political speech almost as much as it protects gun ownership. If a radio station, for example, wants to refuse what it considers to be a false political ad, it can, but then it has to refuse all political ads, which no station is going to do. As for truth laws, the only surviving campaign truth law I could find is in Ohio, and its truth commission can't impose a penalty. So basically, when you run for office, you can lie about your opponent, and he can lie about you. You can make stuff up, and so can he. Because politics is a zero-sum game. There's no second place. Either you win or you lose, which creates a strong incentive to go as far as you can to win that last undecided vote without ticking off the decided votes. No law and no amount of haranguing from reporters can stop a politician who's desperate enough to win by lying. Only one thing can do that. It's called voting. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.